Welcome to the College Admissions Process Podcast presented by Prep Expert. Prep Expert offers live online SAT and ACT courses with the best score guarantees, instructors, and curriculum. Go to prepexpert.com to guarantee your child's success. Welcome to the CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. I am your host, John Durante, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you today Mary Gately, who is an admissions counselor at Florida Atlantic University. Mary, I can't thank you enough for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing good, honestly. I'm just happy to be here.
Fantastic. Well, we're happy you're here as well. We want to hear all about yourself and, of course, Florida Atlantic University. So, Mary, let me start by asking you, what is it that you love about Florida Atlantic that makes it so appealing for so many students to want to apply and ultimately attend?
Yeah, no, of course. And this question, I will say, it can be interpreted by so many different people. And so everything I say and my own opinion is from my own experience and perspective. So I even want to start by saying I didn't go to FAU for undergrad. I came down here for the job. And what I tell students is I came down here because I trusted my intuition and my feeling when I came on this campus. And what really drew me to FAU was the community and the school spirit at FAU. I would say I'm kind of the 1% in the office that didn't graduate from FAU. And with that, too, I've been able to understand their perspectives as well as see how much school spirit they have for this campus. One thing, FAU has had a foundation of this community and of the school spirit, but it was never really recognized. I think it's finally been recognized. I mean, March Madness surely showed that. I think it was, again, just a reflection of where FAU was going, but it was long overdue attention. And I am so, so happy that they're finally getting the attention because they needed it for students that are, of course, in Florida, local students, but also out of state. And so not only, you know, I would say the biggest factor is the community here, but the location. So we're in Boca Raton, Florida. It's in between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach. We're about an hour north of Miami. So students can really go wherever they want. With that, we're also a huge campus. I mean, in terms of numbers, against the other Florida State schools, I would say, you know, we're probably a little bit smaller than them. We're about 25,000 students. And again, we represent South Florida as a whole. We are the most diverse public university in the state of Florida, too, which is so great. And again, that goes off of the community and the love and the support from everyone that goes to the school as well as outside of the school, too.
Well, thank you so much for that overview. We really appreciate it. Obviously, FAU is so lucky to have you, as are we, on this podcast episode. So, Mary, let me ask you, what can you tell us about life on campus and the surrounding area outside of the classroom?
Yeah, of course. You know, I touched on it a little bit just in that brief introduction, but campus here, again, it's everything is walkable on campus. If you haven't been to campus, the best thing you can do, you know, obviously is come and see for yourself. But with that, we are in Boca Raton. So it's, you're going to get that beachy town, that city town feel as well. I would say a really great area around FAU is going to be Delray Beach, which is just about 15 minutes from here. And that's kind of that West Coast California feel. That's what I got when I first got there. And I'm originally from Maryland. I came down here. I was like, what is South Florida? I don't get it. I'm slowly starting to understand it more and more. And so with that, you can go off campus to, you know, not that college town feel, you know, you can get off and make it your own there. Again, if you want more of that city feel, that Fort Lauderdale area, you can certainly go there in downtown. And of course, Miami honestly, personally stresses me out, stresses a lot of people out. However, you have that option and I love having that option. Being on campus, you really can get involved in so many different things. So on campus, we have over 400 clubs and organizations. So anything from intramural sports to Greek life, as well as religious organizations and anything really niche. You know, when I was still trying to understand FAU a little bit, I would go and walk on campus. I still every day, the weather is beautiful here, but I would go and walk on campus and go around to different clubs and organizations that are always popped up. The one that caught my eye was a club that recycles clothing. So they had their own thrifting. They actually even gave me their own article of clothing that they made, which I still have today for free. But with that, I also learned that this club recycles clothing and does thrifting, but they also do beach cleanup, which I thought was really cool. With that being said, you really will be able to find your community of people here because you can find anyone with your interests on this campus. Also, too, we are Division I and 19 NCAA sport teams. So as a student, you do get a ticket to every game, whether it's beach volleyball, softball, football, basketball, anything like that. We are switching conferences this fall to the AAC conference. So it's a bigger conference than the one we're in now. But again, regardless, the school spirit here is phenomenal and just so fortunate that this area has it as well as this campus has it too. And then also on campus, you know, students always ask me about what can I eat, you know? So we have, of course, a dining hall on campus and other dining services such as Chick-fil-A, Einstein Bagels, Starbucks, Dunkin', and also for those that, you know, are vegetarian, vegan, we have options, of course, in our dining hall, but also Mal's Vegetarian. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. But I've been there. I've gotten some of their soup options, too. It's really good there. But so with that, that really, of course, I went over the gist of, you know, things that we have on campus outside the classroom, but also things that you can do on campus. Later on, I will touch more on other things academically off campus and on campus too, but wanted to just give you an overview picture of what we have here at FAU.
Well, we really appreciate that. And it definitely sounds like there's something for everyone, both on your campus and beyond. So thank you for that overview, Mary. And can you tell us about some of the unique standout academic programs offered at Florida Atlantic University?
Yes, of course. And with that, I always go back to this because what FAU is unique in and special in and I believe stands out in is their countless support and invaluable support of their faculty and staff here. There's such a special energy at the school. Being a state school, sometimes you don't necessarily expect there to be that support or not just feeling like a number here. You certainly do not feel like just a number here at FAU, as big of a school as we are. I would say that is the most unique thing. Another thing that is unique here at FAU in terms of some of our academic programs, we have Ocean Engineering, which is the first ocean engineering program in the US, which is really awesome. Again, being close to that water, you can take advantage of that. And we certainly take advantage of that here too at FAU. Another thing too, as well as one of our other majors, are US Hospitality and Tourism. Being in South Florida, you have so many different opportunities to get involved in this way. You know, typically when you think of Florida and hospitality and tourism, you're going to think of Disney and as well as Universal Studios. Of course, those are great options, absolutely. And you have the ability to also get involved with those programs here at FAU too. But what's unique here is you're going to have opportunity with the surrounding area. So Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, Del Rey, as well as going all the way down to Miami, you have a lot of access to getting involved in resorts as well as country clubs and a different type of hospitality and tourism there too. And then lastly, I would say I always like to point out for those students interested in the arts, we have commercial music where we actually have our own recording studio on campus, which is really, really great. And with that too, you know, if you are looking to stay in the area, especially Miami, Fort Lauderdale, it's a really good area to stay in for music just because of the arts here in the area. And also this one just crossed my mind too, but is our BS and MD program. So at FAU, we do have a medical school, of course, that's post your undergrad years. However, if you are interested in applying to our Bachelor's of Science and our MD program simultaneously, that we do have a competitive program, of course, but you can do a 7-year BSMD program here at FAU where essentially you, for 7 years, you're here at FAU and you transition from your bachelor's to our medical school, which is great. Overall, you know, we do have over 170 different programs here on campus. So if you are not quite sure what you want to do yet, you have that opportunity to figure out what you want to do, as well as if you come in with one major and then you decide, oh, this is not for me. Trust me, you're going to have limitless options to choose from there.
Well, thank you so much for the overview of all of the awesome programs that FAU has to offer. I was also curious, Mary, how does Florida Atlantic University approach the application itself, and what factors are considered in your overall admissions decisions?
Yeah, of course. So for our main campus, which is our Boca Raton campus, only one you really need to worry about here, is what we look at is the GPA and SAT and our ACT scores. So note that I said and or. So whichever you feel most confident in, SAT or ACT. With that too, we do super score those scores. In the Florida State University systems, this is still a requirement. So you'll notice all other Florida State universities still require the SAT and or ACT. So going back to what I was saying, the GPA and the test scores, again, those are the most important things we're looking at. For the GPA, to be particular, we're looking at your academic core classes. So academic core classes means your math, science, social science, and English courses. And then with that too, you know, other things that we consider that certainly help, but again, are not the main thing are, you know, if you took AP classes, if you took dual enrollment, things like that. For FAU particularly, and again, emphasizing this, we do not require essays, interviews, or letters of recommendation, nothing of that sort. So again, GPA, SAT, and our ACT.
Well, thank you so much for explaining all of that. I really appreciate it. And of course, Mary, the transcript is the most important part of the academic portion of the application. Can you walk us through what you're looking for when reviewing an applicant's transcript, and does it differ based on the student's intended major?
Great question with that too. So at FAU, we utilize what's called the self-reported academic record, also known as the SSAR. Especially for Florida residents, you'll probably get very familiar with the SSAR. It's not going to leave your vocabulary until you graduate probably high school. However, that's good. It will be temporary. But what the SSAR is where you manually type in your high school transcript from your 9th to 12th grade courses. With that, you translate it over into the SSAR and you link it to our application. So what that does is it, as I mentioned earlier, with how we look at your academic core classes, the SSAR takes those classes and we focus in on those. And so it's just for processing purposes there. In terms of majors that may have higher credentials than others, while there's no extra activities or anything that you need for other majors, for any math majors, including anything in the STEM, so science, technology, engineering, math, we focus more on your math GPA and your test scores of the SAT and your ACT. For anyone interested in our College of Nursing, this is an outlying major here because we actually do consider looking at a higher level of your GPA as well as higher scores. So this fluctuates each year in terms of the requirements that our College of Nursing needs. So for students that are interested in nursing, what I recommend is when our application opens up this August, is to go back and see what the requirements are for nursing in terms of the GPA and test scores. So with that too, it is a very competitive program there. We only take 90 students for nursing. So again, it's important to be on top of that for nursing there. But overall, regardless of your major, we need an SSAR. Again, our version of what we take for your transcript.
Well, that's great insight, advice, and an overview of your overall application process. We really appreciate that. And Mary, can you share any partnerships or collaborations FAU has with local businesses or organizations to, of course, offer unique opportunities for your students?
Yeah, of course. So while, you know, I don't believe we partner with anyone, with that, we do have a ton of resources for students to get involved in terms of once they're alumni here, as well as during their 4 years or however long it takes for internships, job prospects, things like that. So what we have our own career center where you can establish those relationships with employers in the local area of South Florida, which I'll mention a couple here in a sec, as well as our alumni too. So for employers in the surrounding area, I always like to mention, for those that like caffeine, like myself, Celsius, that energy drink that started actually in Boca Raton. It's about 2 miles away from campus. So being in that area to, you know, go and get internships as well as networking opportunities, you have that for anyone interested in marketing, communications, business, even graphic design. And then also, I always like to mention too that course, we're near Miami. In general, Miami has always been a hub for employers, for industries. One that's the most recent for students interested, you know, in that STEM field is Microsoft actually just built one of their headquarters in Brickell, which is a inner city of Miami. So which is really awesome. And then for getting into some of opportunities with alumni. So FAU has what's called Handshake. It's essentially FAU's version of LinkedIn. And so this is where you get to connect with alumni from FAU, from all over, from when FAU started to current. So that includes your current students that you're with too. This network is to help you reach out to those alumni, and you already have that established connection with those alumni and that relationship that you both went to the same school, which only helps. So I always like to mention too, so we had for those that are familiar with Four Ocean, they are actually FAU graduates. So for those that aren't quite familiar with Four Ocean, if anyone remembers that plastic bottle campaign where they made plastic bottles, or they made bracelets out of plastic and plastic bottles that went viral, that is Four Ocean. And that is here in Boca Raton, home of FAU. And again, FAU graduates. Being near the water, we have those opportunities there too. So I always like to mention that. And of course, those can be, we have internships on campus as well as off campus. So for FAU specifically, we offer over 4,000 registered internships. So registered meaning class credit. So you don't have to balance a 20-hour to 30-hour internship with a full class schedule. That internship will be within your class schedule, which is really great. Living in the time that we do today, those internships can be remote, those internships can be on campus, as well as off campus too. So our Career Center gives a lot of different opportunity for our students. Not only being in the area of South Florida gives you opportunity, but again, I've been honing in on it, is that FAU community that we have that is now branched across the U.S. and even internationally too.
Well, that sounds like an amazing program to help cultivate your alumni network. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it. I was also curious, Mary, what are the different ways a student may apply to Florida Atlantic? And is there a benefit to applying one way over the other?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two main ways to apply. We have our own institutional application, and we're also on the Common App. It actually does not matter which application you do. I would say, of course, if you're applying to other colleges, universities, the Common App is going to probably be more of your friend. You know, you can just do one application there and be able to send it out to those other colleges and universities that you're interested in. Again, there's no disadvantage or advantage to either one of them, whichever is best for you. With that too, I would, the ways to apply to FAU, just, you know, to go over some deadlines. So our application opens up August 1st, which I sort of mentioned. We do have a priority deadline of November 1st, and we are not an early decision, early action school by any means. That November 1st deadline, all it is to give you more opportunity, admission opportunity, as well as scholarship opportunity into FAU. So we are rolling admissions. So while we have that November 1st deadline for priority, our application does not close until April 1st of that following year. So for, if we're talking about those, you know, rising seniors right now, that application will close April 1st. For nursing students, again, you know, nursing is a little bit different. That priority deadline is still November 1st for nursing. However, that hard deadline is going to be typically mid-January. So just want to mention that because, you know, for nursing students, I know there's a lot of students interested in nursing, which is awesome, but want to be clear with that, that hard deadline is different than our initial deadline for all the other majors.
Well, we appreciate that. And thank you for emphasizing the November 1st deadline primarily for scholarship opportunities, which of course is very important to many students and their families. Mary, I was also curious, can you explain what opportunities FAU offers students that may have had an IEP while in high school to help ensure that they continue to be successful once they're on your campus?
Yeah, of course. So with that too, FAU has a ton of different resources. And again, our faculty and staff are so understanding of that. So we have our own student accessibility services office on campus. So, you know, if you do come and visit campus for a tour or anything like that, and you do have an IEP, our student accessibility services is just a door over to our office. So if you do have any questions with them when you do come in, we can certainly help you go over there. But what this office provides is our academic accommodations, assistive technology equipment, and we also have a learning strategies training center too. So for students who have disabilities or learning accommodations or other accommodations, they can self-report this through the student accessibility services. And typically that self-report is online too. I think the most important thing to mention with this though, while we have these services, is that when students do have IEP, this is 100% confidential. It is confidential between the professor and the student, and no one has to know that. And I just want to, you know, be transparent about that and clear with that, because I know that has to be one of the biggest concerns there with that too.
Well, we appreciate that. And Mary, I always put the Office of Undergraduate Admissions in the show notes. Should you have any of the links that you want to share with students and their parents, just send them to me. And of course, I'll make them available in the show notes.
Awesome.
So Mary, before we get to the last question, because this has been a phenomenal conversation, I was just curious, are there any questions that you wish I asked that I didn't, or any other topics about FAU that just didn't come up that you want to leave with us now?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything that I may have missed. You know, I can talk about FAU for on, and there's so much for me that I can mention about FAU. And, you know, if I did miss anything, of course, one thing that if you do have questions about, please contact our Office of Admissions. If you you can find all of our contact information online. If you just search FAU admissions, you'll find our email as well as our main line too. And I would love to even go more in detail for any of those particular questions that students or parents may have too.
Well, thank you for making it so clear how accessible you are. We really appreciate that. This has been a phenomenal conversation, Mary. Thank you so much. It does lead us to the last question, which is, what are your top three pieces of advice that you would provide students and their parents getting ready for the college admissions process?
Of course. So I would like to mention the top three. So my number one, I always say, and you know, I mentioned it a little bit throughout, is visit schools and campuses or take the opportunity to tour the school. Even when I said prior to the beginning of this, when I came to campus, although I wasn't coming here to come here to look at a school, I was coming here for a job. You want to visit a school or campus and get that intuitive feeling of whether you see yourself there or not. Having that understanding will alleviate any stress, as well as maybe even give you excitement of, oh my God, I can see myself here, or even a deja vu moment there. So visiting campus, visiting the surrounding area, you'll really be able to know whether that is the right fit for you. My second thing, students need to ask themselves, what do they want in college? I think the biggest mistake that I made, you know, when I was looking into college was, what will my friends think? What will my teachers think? What will my parents think? What do you think? How do you imagine college? What environment do you like? What are you curious about? Ask yourself those questions. for students, and my third one, my third piece of advice for students too, know that you do not need to know all the answers. Know that you don't need to have everything in line before you start that first day of college. One of the main purposes of college is to explore and be curious. Do not be afraid to change your major or path that you once thought was yours. Making a change in the best interest for yourself is actually more courageous. So again, do what's best for you. Those are my top three pieces of advice, just on a internal and introspective level. I thank you so much for having me, and really, really enjoyed talking about FAU as well as just the overall admissions process in general.
Well, Mary, thank you so much, as this has been a phenomenal conversation. I'm truly so happy, as I know that it's going to help so many students and their parents as they navigate through the college admissions process. I hope to have you again. You were awesome. Thank you so much, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much, too.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am your host, John Durante, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The CAP. Hey, podcast friends, if you've been enjoying the College Admissions Process Podcast, I'm excited to share my new book, Straight from the Admissions Office, Insider Strategies for College Applications. It's packed with insights and tips from over 250 podcast episodes with admissions professionals designed to make the college process less overwhelming. Whether you're a student, parent, or college counselor, it's a valuable resource for navigating the admissions process. By grabbing a copy, you're also helping to support the podcast. The links are in the show notes. Thank you, and best wishes to all with the college admissions process.